Section 20. Governor, Republican Party candidates. 4-year term, $98,600 salary. There are 14 candidates for the Republican Party nomination for governor. 4 answered the questions by the deadline. Christine Drazen. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I am a lifelong Oregonian and experienced leader with an unmatched record of standing up for Oregon families. We need to lower costs for families, unleash the private sector to create more jobs, and deliver safer streets. I am committed to making Oregon the best place in the nation to buy a home, raise a family, start a business, and receive a world-class education. As House Republican leader and state senator, I fought for common sense solutions that make life more affordable and safer for Oregon families. I have an ambitious vision for the future of our state that rises above the noise of national politics and unites Oregonians around solutions that will make Oregon more affordable and improve the quality of life in our state. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Families are struggling with rising taxes and everyday costs. Our communities feel less safe. Schools are failing our kids, and too many people are living on our streets. As governor, I will make Oregon more affordable by lowering taxes on working families, eliminate burdensome regulations that drive up energy, gas, housing, and food costs, and make Oregon a place where businesses grow and create family wage jobs. I will prioritize student learning with a laser focus on kids learning to read by the third grade, empower teachers, and restore graduation requirements. And I'll prioritize public safety and homelessness, focusing on accountability, treatment, and long-term sobriety. Oregonians deserve leadership that delivers results, not excuses. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? I will strengthen core services to Oregon families by restoring a focus on the role of government that offers clarity and accountability. Government that promises to be all things to all people inevitably fails to serve anyone well. That is the government we have today. Our programs are both expensive and ineffective. I will eliminate programs and spending that are best accomplished with philanthropic or private sector investment. While protecting safety, equality, and stewardship values, I'll repeal rules, rein in unelected bureaucratic power, and reduce Oregon's regulatory burden that outpaces the rest of the nation. Oregon's leaders have failed to lead, and instead of serving the common good, they have advanced special interest agendas. Robert Newman. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? Background in business and investing. Legal studies. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Statewide housing assistance rental plan. Matching renters with landlords. Many people are homeless because of the wildfires, COVID, or not making 3 times the amount to rent. My plan helps those capable of renting to be able to rent from those willing to rent to them. Logging burnt trees. Burnt trees are a safety hazard which need to be logged so new trees are planted to remove CO2 from the air. This will also help to expand logging. Making certain that people are able to use their health insurance to receive medical care. Members of law enforcement at all levels operating outside of the parameters. Causing public danger. A blanket remission of fines for people having to deal with squatters on their property. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? The state of Oregon needs to work with the federal government in order to ensure that similar goals are met. As Florida AG Uthmeyer has stated, the reason why Florida is so successful is because of the basic respect for law and order. Too many cooks in the kitchen, with everyone doing something different. Paul J. Romero, Jr. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? 10 years as a Navy veteran in communications, analyst, project manager, and auditor. B.S. degree in workforce education and development. B.S. double major in mechanical engineering and mathematics, Inc. Work in the oil field services industry, including materials coordinator and project manager. Civilian experience as an investment executive, business owner, marketing director, investigator, auditor, CEO, trainer and educator, substitute teacher, etc. I grew up in Central Oregon bucking bales of hay, changing irrigation pipe, mowing lawns, mucking horse stalls, mucking pigsties, driving farm trucks, and cutting wood in the Ochoco Mountains. I relate to Oregonians on a broad scale, and I am here to fight for our culture as a state project leader. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? End sanctuary city/state status. DOGE audit the entire state, including every department for fraud, waste, and abuse, starting with the unaccountable nonprofits and ODOT. I should be able to reduce the annual budget by about 40%, which will allow me to end state income taxes and make a dent in property taxes. End SB 100 that stopped us from using Oregon resources, timber, oil, natural gas, coal, and other minerals. Upon resource revenue growth, we should be able to completely end all property tax, death tax, capital gains tax, CAT tax, and all the hidden taxes and fees that exist. Defunding the climate change organizations who have an average annual salary of $79,000 where they do nothing. End tag draw dilemma. End preference points, etc. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? Cut the regulations. Nullify a bunch of executive orders dating back to Kitzhaber. Reduce the bureaucracies, committees, etc. Open-door policy to the governor for all teachers, principals, and state employees. Audit all elected officials, including the legislature, both campaign accounts and personal. Transparency on audits, investigations, and addressing all proposed bills to Oregonians so they know how their representatives are representing them. Hold elected officials accountable. End DEI and all indoctrination programs. Hire qualified people using a merit-based system. Wen Waddell. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I volunteered first. I have cared for and understand many of the citizens, business owners, vets, children, and seniors actively in a governor's oversight. Employment within an Oregon school district, supervising, is where I gained firsthand knowledge as to where schools need support, for them, for students, and families. Excelled in customer service, always promoted. Worked 3 jobs a week. Started a cleaning service company in Sisters, Oregon. Moved to Portland and pursued a higher education. Scholarships, honor roll, dean's list, and certificates of achievement were earned along with my AA in pre-law. I moved on to criminology and a criminal justice BA. I find resources and thrive in challenges around business, economics, law, crime, schools, and service. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Supporting urgent needs for housing and resources, not bridges and freeways. Hiring more police and probation officers. Hiring more teachers and increasing the overall pay for teachers, so language immersion instructors' pay matches when they join the team. TriMet security. Real rehab of our criminals. Voting in-person locations like libraries and schools again. Churches and businesses being allowed to practice their own religious or personal beliefs. Taxes dropped and lowered with legislation. Repurposing downtown buildings for better use. Making a drag district in Portland to bring travelers that Oregon uniquely enjoys. Help improve EOIC for families with adult children at home. Lowering regulation and policies everywhere. Building for Oregon, not tourists. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? Better leadership, a person who has a great respect for all cultures and all classes of individual, having grown up and worked with, and learned with all walks of life. With this knowledge, you know everyone has needs, often different, but adjoining objectives, so a leader will see what those are and help people come together to accomplish goals by streamlining agencies and strengthening accountability with leadership. We need better communication and leadership to set the example as to how an efficient government should work. This knowledge does not need to be pointed, but more needs to be demonstrated so that success in Oregon can be seen. Hiring more city council members who actively enjoy working for the people is an area we could start. The other 10 candidates for Oregon governor did not respond in time for their answers to be in this audio guide. It's possible that they may respond to the vote411.org online voters guide later. They are Danielle Bethel, Hope A. Dalrymple, Ed Deal, Chris Dudley, Kyle M. Dyke, David Medina, Brad T. Peters, Martin Ward, Tim O. Euchre, and D'Angelo Leroy Turner.